You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Playing the drums.
Bam.
Boom. Oh, oh.
And we have it. We're back.
Bing is for doing, and welcome back to another wonderful and exciting episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter in the hot seat. Hello, my beautiful co-host.
Hi.
Hola. I'm Julie Parton. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Star Session. Follow me on Twitter at Star Session.
Star double R and Julie Parton. And Kelly is out in New York City this week holding it down, doing her thing. Kelly, we miss you. We love you. Can't wait to come back next week.
Which means that the four of us have been apart for a month.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hate to break it to you. I'm just a little sick of you both. Just kidding. That's why I have to have, you know, my sabbaticals from Grey's Anatomy After Show. Never in life. That would never happen. I love and adore you all.
Woo!
Lavender. So tonight's show, season 9, episode 19.
Can't fight this feeling.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
To me, it seemed like we went back to the Greys of yesteryear with this one. It did seem very reminiscent of the first couple of seasons.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was, you know, emotion was there, music was good, the story really got in there with the patience. It wasn't random. You know, Greys always has some kind of travesty, sinkholes, car wrecks, when the ferry crashed into the dock and all those people died, and Meredith fell in and almost died.
Shoot him up.
Right, you know.
Right.
Hit by a bus, dragged by a bus.
I guess Callie did summarize several of them at the end, but we'll get into that later.
Yes, she did. And tonight, an oil tanker flipped over.
A gas tanker.
Gas tanker, oil, it's all flammable.
Yes.
And
so was that the thing that was ripped from the headlines?
I guess so. Again, I say it every week, they build us up to let us down.
Yeah. I wanted to see, like, the tanker crash, maybe be in the action scene for a little bit.
Mangled
and then
people.
Yeah, and then people coming in one at a time, but it was just like a tanker crash, and it only affected the driver and the small family, and then that was it.
That was
it. I'm not remembering a tanker crash in the news this past few weeks.
Me neither.
It
could have been what was going on with the mom and the child.
Oh, no, I was definitely talking about the mom and the child.
Right.
That the mom was fighting for her child, and this did actually happen in the news, where mom was fighting for her child, and they sent the child home, giving them the wrong meds. And that was, like, a big lawsuit. It went even to bigger than what they showed in the show, but
right.
That came from real life events.
All right. You know, so that was ripped from the headlines.
I mean, I was sent home with the wrong meds one time. They sent me home with a low level Vicodin when I needed a high level Vicodin.
Right.
But I mean, it worked out regardless. Just pop two more pills. You're good to go. Just can't. I do not endorse drug abuse ever.
Oh my God, twice this week.
So let's get into it. Again, the tanker flipped. People are dousing gas. They come in. They have a mom. They have a family. A mom and a dad, a son, and both the parents are, you know, not in good shape.
Yeah, mom gets off the ambulance and she's like, "Where's my son and where's my husband?" And
guy says they're right behind.
They're coming up right behind. And the dad gets out and is like, I'm here. And then here comes the son, and we finally get introduced to the son. And so the family knows who each other are, and they are looking for each other. So they're clearly a close family.
Can you imagine that? Every time I think of these scenarios, I think of how would I feel? Like, I'm in a wreck and my twin brother is hurt and I can't find him. I thought about this last week. End of the world. Julie, you're married.
Well, for several years now, I have had a contingency plan.
Me too.
Because I have this theory that,
that was my
all
next
the
comment.
Technology and all the world is going to go away.
Right.
And we all have to find each other somehow
right.
without any technology. So we have a location where we're going to meet, mm-hmm. my husband and I, and then we have a location where I'm going to meet my immediate family in Oklahoma.
That is
it's
so
gonna happen.
Deep Bam. Impact Armageddon.
I'm ready for the zombies. When zombies attack, I know Boom. Exactly
Holy.
What's happening.
Well, I think vampires exist. That's why I lock the door and don't invite anyone in.
And we're trailing off topic. I
it's
love
okay.
it.
It's okay. And just so you guys don't think you're the only person with a contingency plan, me and Munchkin have a week's worth of supply of food by the door in case something happens.
Wow, they're the oh most crazy.
Yeah.
You guys win.
And he has an axe, everything. He's about it.
Bam.
But either way, this family strewn across the freeway.
Right.
And several other people involved in the tanker crash.
Right.
It wasn't strewn as bad as that freeway. One time where they literally had a family strewn across the
right.
freeway whenever they were trying to save a baby,
no, it was
Meredith
right.
and Karev.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, at least his family came in and they were in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yes. And well, and other people came in and they were trying to take precaution because they were all doused in gasoline and they was
right.
highly flammable, which
Mainly the driver.
Mainly the driver who was, of course, wanting a cigarette. I mean, when in doubt, when you're stressed, light them up, right?
Yeah. Right.
But he didn't even realize or maybe couldn't smell or didn't realize he was doused in gasoline. And they're like, the reason you can't have it is because... You're doused in gasoline.
You're flammable. Like, you're highly flammable, buddy.
The doctor tells him, and yet the dude still feels the need to go out and light up a cigarette and torch his entire body.
Yeah, the big kaboom. I mean, Owen was like, that was far away, son, when he was talking to the kid.
Oh, the
like,
tanker must have blew up.
Yeah, the tanker must have blew. No, it was the guy outside, and he comes running and flailing. That was like kind
well,
of
if
interesting.
If it was a kaboom... I've seen many people light on fire in a movie.
And there was no kaboom.
No kaboom. It's just a whoosh. But, I mean, it's not like there was an explosion, right?
Right.
So I was expecting to see little bits of the guy, you know. It was,
yeah, yeah.
No, it didn't happen.
It was kaboom.
But down. The bigger boom than that was whenever Matthew showed up, not as a paramedic, but as a patient.
Right.
He had been involved in the scene as well.
Yes.
It was kind of weird seeing him, though. I feel like he was, they were like, let's go and throw him in for, just for
well,
just
he hasn't
good
been
measure.
On, a, right. on for a few
Random.
Episodes.
It's like them bringing Izzy in. She's burned. And you're like, oh, Izzy, whoa, Izzy, how do
I didn't feel from- like that at all. I thought I was really glad he was there.
Well, yeah. I mean, he is great on the eyes.
Yeah. I mean, he's back, and it sounds like he's about to be gone. With
to
the
me,
way the episode went this week.
But to me, whenever they leave a character off for a little bit, like, I completely forgot that Stephanie and Avery were dating until she walked up to him and said that adorable thing to him. So, like, it's they can't be gone that long,
exactly.
or I forget
out of sight,
that they're...
Out of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't stay in my mind the way it was in the last episode. Like, I need to be reminded of these minor plot lines.
There's too many people. There's too many... chefs in the kitchen right now. Too many characters to keep up with. Because when we saw... Stephanie Edwards with her new romantic hair.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, remember? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she wasn't on for a couple episodes also.
And then another thing to talk about her, she took off her glasses in some of the scenes. Was she blind? Is she, I mean, she's...
Contacts. Contacts and glasses. Contacts and glasses.
I don't know why you guys are focusing on that when Heather's hair got even shorter.
Well, I love
it's
it.
Literally
I think
like
it's great.
Every episode shorter, more boy, more boy, well, more boy.
But I feel like this haircut is getting closer to what they want.
Right.
So it did definitely get shorter,
it
but
was a work
you're
in
not
progress.
Liking it. Well, the bob cut.
Sinead O'Connor look is all the rage for spring 2013. Just bald is sexy, right? Yeah.
I was you're
totally
kidding.
I'm totally kidding.
I'm like, you're up on it.
I mean, I know that the blunt bangs are, and even Obama's wife decided to get in on that action, but like, this girl is not the best choice for the pixie cut.
No.
But you know what? It's becoming.
I mean, I'm growing. Her hair's not going to come back tomorrow, so
right.
you have to get
have
used to it. So we can't.
It is getting shorter every episode.
That is true.
We had a really touching moment with one of the patients this week that I want to touch on as well. With
I'm sorry, I can't. Whenever you go from smiley to that voice, I can't. Go,
where, you
go
know,
ahead,
the
Jason.
Pregnant mom. The baby mm-hmm. was in distress. Well, again, with the umbilical cord wrapped around the head, the baby's. Turned over, breakdancing, crumping in the mom's stomach.
And then Karev, I'm just going to have to stick my hand right up there.
Did you, okay, did he say in her posterior, or was it?
I don't know.
The umbilical cord is coming out of the hoo-ha, not the back
that's
door.
What I thought, okay, but it sounded like ass. I'm sorry, AfterBuzz, because Rams sounded like he said we're gonna put my hand.
We all thought that because we all looked at each other like, wait, where is his hand going? But if you put two and two together, an umbilical cord.
And I did. But you never know with Grace.
Right.
The umbilical cord might have been coming
out of her nose. Yeah. You just never know.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. And so the mom was kind of in distress, and like they had to do that, and they took her straight to surgery, and they were going to take the child out and save her life as well. And I think it was great when the child was born and they took her, but it was immediately went the other way. It went south because she was losing a lot of blood.
And Kepner got involved incredibly quickly. Mm-hmm. She got very emotionally attached to this patient.
Right.
Well, because, Kepner is a trauma surgeon, believe it or not.
I know, right?
Kind of weird, but George was a trauma surgeon, and George was very sweet, but I think they gravitate towards the opposites because it's intriguing.
Right.
You know, if you're an outgoing personality, you probably might want to do some, like, obstetrics because it's more, you know, it's opposite of what,
sure. You
know, I would want to do optometry. Or be a dentist because I love teeth so much.
I would do, I'd be a dentist.
I could never be any medical profession of any kind.
Okay.
Really? But I always want to know, too, where do they find these babies? Like, do they have a casting bloody baby? You know?
Well, I do know some fun facts. Oh. Infants under 4 months old are only allowed to work 20 minutes a day. Oh. That's why they're always looking for twins.
Do they have baby formula for craft service, too, as well?
I'm sorry, did you say you want gluten-free?
Gluten-free, my baby.
The thing about it is, too, that's why babies are born on shows looking way bigger than they should.
Oh, yeah.
The motor skills are like... Because let's just get past that, and then they can start working longer hours. But still, by the time a baby's two, it's like 60 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fun. Fun fact. I like it.
Another caveat, or a nice addition to the traumatic baby mama drama, was the... estranged boyfriend from a while ago that comes back. They're together because that was his baby. And I missed that. I don't know what I was doing. I don't know. Again, I chew my gum really, like, loud.
It wasn't an estranged boyfriend. It was her current boyfriend. They had been estranged at one point in time.
Right, right. And so, but they found each other in the bowling league, and they're back together again. And, you know, that... And she's pregnant. And it leads Kepner on this whole... She's always on a journey of self-enlightenment and just connecting everything with God. The plant grew with God.
Well, that's her character. So they keep going down that path, and I think the story opened up a lot of emotion for her that was great. I really like seeing her this way. You know, she did a great job crying. I like felt it. I wanted to cry with her. So, like, acting wise, she really opened up for me this week. And, you know, the enlightenment, yeah, of course she wants to find that love story and why they came together and why would God push them apart. And I question that all the time. You know, why does God do the things he do?
That's what I was going to say exactly. If I was putting together Emmy submissions, this is what I would do for Kepner. Mm-hmm. I thought her subtle reactions were real. I thought that was one of the most realistic crying scenes I'd seen.
Yeah.
I don't get emotional watching them cry. And then I did this one. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a brilliant episode for you, Sarah Drew.
Yes. Yeah. And the music just went along with the tears. Right. It was great.
Well, that's one of the things that made Grey's so amazing was the music was so in sync and so synonymous to what we were feeling and what we were watching as well. And I agree. Sarah Drew and April Kepner, their character this season, in the last 5 episodes has been great. I mean, she's been
basically since we met her.
Right. I mean, she is more believable. She's one of the most likable and more consistent actresses on the show because this season a lot of the heavy hitters like Bailey or even Meredith kind of, their stories
was
are just...
Bailey in this?
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's
was
like,
she, though?
Yes, she was.
Oh.
Gino mapping.
But she's like, is she leaving the show?
Chief? Barely, yeah.
Right,
well.
Because when George was leaving the show, he was peppered and sprinkled in. His storyline wasn't as heavy. And I get it, like Shauna says, there's an ebb and flow of characters. You know, you can't have everyone always be the star and be at the forefront. However, Bailey is a major player in Sloan and Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital.
But she's not in on it. So, of course, her character is on the back burner right now because we're still getting used to this new hospital and people being like, I own this hospital so I can make more tests, Meredith. And you know what I mean? Like, we're still getting used to it.
Right. I agree.
So they're on the back burner for sure.
But, I mean, we can't just, like, glide over the journey that Kepner went through because it was a really intense one. And her boyfriend in the hospital dying... Her ex-boyfriend in the hospital rubbing ointment on his butt.
Weird.
I know. This was a lot going on for her.
Kind of
and
erotic.
Then at the same time, like, she grew attached to these people that she felt like were soulmates.
Right.
And in her mind, the Lord allowed to fall apart from each other.
But the foreshadowing for me was definitely that she was never thinking about the ambulance guy. What's his name?
Matthew.
She's not even thinking about him at all. She's definitely thinking about Avery.
Of course.
Right?
Well,
I called out a few weeks ago.
I agree with you, Star. And when they were about to kiss or they had that moment of intimacy, I forgot about Edwards. I was like, oh, wait, oh, bye,
I
bad.
Know, yeah.
But that's because, okay, AfterBuzz fans, I know I said I was not supporting J'April, but now I support J'April because today, seeing her talk to Matthew and seeing their chemistry, it's believable now. Previous episodes, it was not. It was
hers and Matthew's or hers and Avery's.
Hers and Avery's. It was just like it wasn't organic enough for me. But tonight, it seemed more believable because she was in such a vulnerable state and she was opening up to him, not in a way that's like, oh, I'm a virgin again, but like, why does God do the things he did? We work in a hospital. If there's a God, why does he kill babies? Why is AIDS prevalent? Like all these questions we always ask ourselves. That you can relate to as a regular person. I ask myself, why did I get a $63 ticket and parking? Why, God? You know, just certain things. But so I'm definitely Team J'April now. And yeah, she was very connected to them for some odd reason that was just like, okay, why, you know, there's these patients every week that go through this. Why this patient? Why these people she's so in love with? And then the son that was walking around aimlessly. What I would have liked to have seen with the son of that couple, of the parents that came in as well. Digressing from the
Ethan was his name.
Right.
Yes.
It was for him to have had some kind of trauma or have had some kind of issue. It was just he was kind of like,
well, we were all waiting. What is he there for?
Right.
What is he there for?
Does he have a bomb?
And I really think that the purpose behind this random child being there was that we got to see how amazing Owen is at nurturing children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Owen has that strength. Owen needs that. And this happy little Christina and Owen world that they're in right now is going to fall apart inevitably over that issue.
I think so too. And can we touch on this happy Owen Christina world? How do we feel about it? Do we feel
just kind of skipped over like, oh yeah, we're divorced and okay, now we're friends and now we're doing it and now it's fine.
Yeah, now we've been making each other miserable for the past several seasons, but now that we have a divorce, we're perfect.
Right. And now that I own a hospital, I'm more perfect. Now that I'm your boss, everything's grand.
They did have a moment of contention there because Christina's flying off the handle, mistreating her boss or her superior and just like deciding to do whatever treatment she wants.
Well, she owns a hospital.
I know, yeah.
So, really, technically, she's Owen's superior.
Yeah, but it was interesting to see, like, Owen be like, oh, well, you know what you're doing. And then right away, he, like, backed down. And because she was like, well, I'm doing it because I have the patient's best interest at heart. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. And then he was like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Like, totally, like, backed down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was interesting to see Owen that way.
Yeah.
Because usually he's, like, the bulldog. And, like, you know what I mean?
And,
like,
and blinking 5 miles.
I think that's him trying to, you know, hide his accent with his blinking. But he was like, I don't think that had anything to do with him as the doctor and her as the doctor. I think that's when a husband says something to his wife and he immediately regrets it. Like, this is not worth the storm that I'm going to face later. You this. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that. Oh, you know I love you.
Julie, has that been you before?
Never. Not you, babe. Not you.
Enter crazy mom and mystery kid.
Sarah Chalke in a more serious role than I can remember seeing.
Well, she's everywhere.
Yeah. Even on the commercials, there was like episodes for her on another show.
Right.
You know? Not a coincidence, ABC.
Oh,
and we all saw through it.
Yeah, she is. I remember her on Scrubs and Roseanne. You know,
I know, right?
She was Becky.
How I Met Your Mother.
Some weeks.
So she comes in not knowing why her son is sick. And this is another, you know, recurring theme on Grey's. We had it with Martha Plimpton and her son not knowing why her son was sick. You know, saying it was growing pains. A couple seasons ago, same thing with the parent. They don't know why their kid's sick. They come to Seattle, Grace Mercy West, and it's the doctor's job to diagnose them, and lo and behold, no one knows why the kid's sick, not even the doctor.
Well, Wilson's too busy, like, making out with her pink scrubs guy that she's just, like, kind of, like, pushing him, pushing the patient away. Like, oh, he has strep. I already tested him. He has strep. It's not a big deal.
Well, he had a false positive, mm-hmm. and then she found out that this mom had been to all the other hospitals in the area, too.
And did her research. Yeah. Had several.
But all signs pointed to crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they call it, and I was taken back by the, nothing makes me more peed off than when they try to run that game like, are you okay?
Yeah, how are you
doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you get peed off at that?
I had a driving test last week, and the lady thought I had road rage, and she was asking me all these questions, and the answers I was giving her was something I had road rage, and she was setting me up. She failed me because of road rage, and I don't have road rage, but because she was being sneaky about it, she was like, you know, clocking me.
Yeah.
Same thing with this. I had no idea that they brought in the psychiatrist to give this chick a psych consult until they were giving her the psych consult. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, sneaky psych consult.
Because she's not, I'm not crazy. I know my child, you know? Every morning I know exactly what she does, and then you put the connection together.
With Meredith and Zola at the opening scene, Derek and Meredith, of course, are in bed, and Meredith tells Derek Zola's awake, and he's like, are you the Zola whisperer?
Yeah.
But a mother knows their child.
Yes.
And sure enough, Meredith tells Derek, go to the door.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the title of the show. You can't fight that feeling. You know your child. You know what I mean?
And
Zola. You know what they do each day and how they react. And when your child is not getting up to play, there's something wrong. And when you're giving him strep medicine and it's not getting better, and it becomes into day 10, you're in the hospital, something's wrong. Yeah.
I had strep and never had a rash.
Yeah. I do think that watching too many medical shows makes you think, I know it. I know it in my gut. There's something wrong with me.
Well, like I said, I can do open heart surgery now.
Yeah.
I watch enough grades. I can save a life, do a tracheotomy. I mean, I'm the bomb.com.
I know. It's really easy to like self-diagnose yourself when there's Google right there. I self-diagnose all the time. Just put in your symptoms and it gives you everything you want to know. So no wonder that mom was like,
I know.
Maybe it's this, and this.
Thank God. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Meredith, then.
Meredith did what?
Meredith was over in the corner eavesdropping, and she's like, you know.
She's the queen of the eavesdrop, for sure. She's always like,
what's happening?
what's going on?
But she came over, and that's the reason she came over, because she's so like, maternal. Everyone knows, you know your child. And so she came over, and she was like, I believe you. I'm going to fight this bandwagon.
I know.
I will save you.
I will save your child.
I own the hospital, and I want to do more testing.
More testing.
Quote, end quote. Well, I own this hospital, and I will do more tests.
I wonder when that's going to hit the fan, because it's everybody's going to get tired of them saying that.
Well, Julie, we're talking about this, and, you know, as we're watching the show, about how quickly the purchase, that whole hospital arc is just done. It's like,
because it was getting boring.
When you go on a ride, you know that ride that takes you up and just drops you?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happens with a lot of these arcs on Grey's this season. It's like heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know?
Oh, I just got chills from
Mufasa. We can say that. It's ABC's owned by Disney. And furthermore, thank God the mom said she was a waitress, because I thought she was a candy striper. She had everything just hanging out. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is that the new dress code at Grace Sloan Memorial Hospital? Just ping and pow? Because you are pinging and powing.
Yeah. No, she had her name tag on and her cute little like waitress outfit on. So cute. So I liked it.
Well, come to find out, the kid had Kawasaki disease, not to be confused with Geo Metro disease or Nissan disease, but that Kawasaki disease.
Horrible.
Which is a heart condition. Apparently, if you let it go on for too long, it can do irreversible damage to the heart.
And the red eyes is what, like, set it apart. And that was really cool when she, like, opened his eyes and they were red. I like that part.
But there's always something that goes in. You know, there's I don't know, some kind of, like, inkling that shows, oh, he has a gray hair. Boom! Diabetes!
Did you guys think the mom was going to be crazy, or did you guys
I thought
think
the mom was crazy.
I did, too.
I was not on your bandwagon, because I knew the story.
You thought that the kid was sick for sure, and the mom was
right?
Yeah,
I knew the story, and then the way they prefaced it last week, that it's based on true facts, and I'm like, okay, that's exactly what it is.
Sure.
Oh, you had heard
of
the story.
She's smart. She did her homework. Star, I love you. Star's like, no, idiot. I knew.
If you just pay attention a little bit, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Well, when the mom figured it out, Well, Meredith figured it out. It had been one of the list of diagnoses that the mom had written down and thrown at her.
Right.
And so they find out, day 10, if we stop it now, there won't be permanent damage. And before the end of the episode, the kid has started to bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a mutant, like Wolverine. Right. Just boom, give him a couple of antibiotics, I'm back.
And he's ready to scribble on that pad.
You know?
Did you guys think that whenever she was talking about, I know something's wrong with my son, that Meredith was thinking the same thing? I know something's wrong with my baby?
I think
that was last week.
There's a lot of foreshadowing in this episode, for real, because I feel like Meredith was worried last week about if her kid had five heads, you know, stuff like that. Meredith has always had dark and gloomy, dark and twisty. Mm-hmm. So now that things are going well, I'm guilty of this too. When things are going great, I'm like, okay, I need to get a life insurance policy or something because something bad is about to happen because you're not used to things going well all the time. And Meredith, I mean, everyone's falling off like flies. You can't fault her for that. So tonight I thought she was thinking maybe something's wrong with my child and also about Zola.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love how they've really taken in this Zola and made it their... It's just so
that's
nice.
That's their daughter.
No,
yeah, I mean, that's their kid. Daughter. I mean, you know.
Of course they're going to take in their child that they adopted.
Right, but I'm saying,
I love how they love that thing.
That thing. I can't believe
that Zola.
Zola, I mean, I'm sure she has her own Twitter, Facebook page, you know, because Zola's, you know, where is Zola? She's chilling in the penthouse.
Yeah, yeah.
AfterBuzz, just tell us how you feel about Zola. Go to iTunes or rate it. Give us 5 stars. We love reading your comments. We love talking with you. Some of the comments our AfterBuzzers leave us are hilarious. Mm-hmm. People go hard. They go ham for Grey's Anatomy, and so do we. So rate us 5 stars. And also check out other AfterBuzz shows we have online as well. Tons of fun, and that's what we do to keep the lights on. Rate us 5 stars. We'll love you.
Bam.
Boom. So the mom, crazy. The reason why I thought the mom might be crazy is because she was emotional, and she, you know, they needed to spin it. I wanted to see if it was my twisted drama. I would have loved to see the mom poisoning the kid.
Oh, well, my gosh. You know, that's been done. And a lot. You know what hasn't
amongst
been done?
Amongst other things.
Kawasaki PSA.
Yes.
At the end of the episode. Apparently, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Kawasaki.
I've never heard of it either.
Suzuki heart disease.
And not to make light of Kawasaki. I'm not making light of it. But just the name alone was like, really? Kawasaki? You know, who thought of this? And then the PSA at the end of the show was like, whoa.
I know. It's a real thing. It's not made up.
It's not made up.
Facts.
But it's just like, you know, athlete's foot is a big deal. If you have the athlete's foot, go to this hotline. Just so many things can be, if you read the copy with intention, you can make athlete's foot sound like it's life-threatening.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Or if you read the side effects of a medication, you're like, that's worse than what I'm taking it for.
Oh, these commercials?
Not going to go there.
Yeah, I would rather just, like, have what I have.
Risks include heart attack, stroke, losing your memory.
I know.
Your fingernails and toenails will fall off in most cases.
You may become, if you're a man, you may become a woman. Where you get flamed. People are like, you insensitive AfterBuzz bastards.
I'm, like, looking around like, what is going on?
I want to touch on Kepner and Matt a little bit more, though. I want them to be together only because Matt is...
need to establish whose side you're on. Who do you like?
Okay, I am now a supporter of J'April. However, I want April to get her happy. And I feel that, as we saw in the show, Matthew pretty much professed his love for her.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, he said, I love you, too.
He thought she was professing love to him.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just really going through the snowball of emotions.
As she always is.
Right.
But that's fine, because that's her, and that's always going to be her. If she's like that now, imagine her during menopause. If he cannot deal with emotional April now, then he needs to get out of the program. But she's, like, dealing with the snowball of emotions, and he's very touched by it, even though it had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
God, I've been that guy.
But he...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
You thought so?
No one said I love you, and you go I love you too, and no one even said anything to you.
Yes, and also I thought I won my 10th grade talent show because another guy named Jason competed, and they said Jason was like Jason Garcia. So I've been that guy so many times, and it was tragic because he's such a nice guy. April was finally getting her happy because Jackson did her dirty. you know, back a couple episodes ago. So I was like, oh, great. Finally, someone comes in to save her. Lifeboat. There you go. Back at one. Brian McKnight. Nope. Now it's like she's screwing him over. He's going to need a lifeboat. J'April still with not sexy Stephanie because she's not looking very hot. And it's just a whole big mess. Yes, I support J'April because I like their chemistry in that scene and it made it believable. However, I want her to end up with Matthew.
Whoa. No. Yeah, I'm still standing by what I said a few weeks back. Matthew's just too boring. It's not... She thinks she wants boring, but she definitely does not want boring.
She got jungle fever.
Bam. I sense the chemistry between her and Avery, and I would love to see that happen, but I think it's that happening. The easier path for her is Matthew.
Right.
That will work boring. Out. Boring, maybe, but sometimes boring people get boring. Together, and they are very happy on their couch every night.
I mean, yeah.
He said it. He loves her. He's good to her. I could... Oh, my gosh. I sort of feel like, you know, whenever you're in the classic love triangle situation, like, I want her to be able to be with both men.
So how do how do we feel about Wilson and Pink Scrubs?
And Dr. Meyer. Oh. I don't...
Ooh, okay. So they were mean to him last season, but him not taking the bad news of his patient dying to the husband, I thought that crossed a line.
It did.
You don't bring the patient's well-being into your personal drama.
Ooh.
Right. I agree. Tell him. I you know what? What's really cool about Karev is, one, he's such an amazing pediatric surgeon, that we always talk about him being a douchebag, whatever, but you have to have some kind of sensitive nature and a soft spot in your heart to deal with kids and to really care about their well-being. I'm not a kid fan. Reason why I'm just kidding. I love kids. But I love puppies.
You heard
puppies.
Yourself say it out loud and you took it back.
I love puppies. I like kids over 7.
There you go. That's true.
But like to be able to advocate for them and to operate on them and to care about them. They're adorable. They're endearing. They're so pure. They're
But we're talking about Karev.
And right. Karev.
So, for Karev to be able to do this, I like him, and I feel bad that Joe doesn't see how wonderful he is. And she's going with Gynae Guy in the Pink Scrubs, which, by the way, is really not a good look for a dude.
Yeah, I'm so over it. Can he get a different color? Maybe like a baby blue?
I really like it. I like the fact that the gyno's wearing pink. That's funny.
It's kind of gross.
Plus, like, everything about him, he's so good looking and he's good to Joe. Mm. But we all know.
Good
this
to
guy,
Joe.
He is good to Joe. He's a good boyfriend to her.
All they do is make out.
That's what Joe needs right now. He takes her to the bar. We saw that.
And then.
Okay, maybe we haven't seen him be good to Joe in a moment of crisis, but he's good to, like, he's not a bad boyfriend to her.
Oh, because he buys her drinks and gets her all
liquored up. Kiwi has not shown, like, a horrible side. Karev has been a little douchebaggy, but when it comes to work, he's right on the money. He does things ethically that way.
Of course.
He's not a douchebag that way.
But he's been douchey to who? To Joe? Joe did him dirty by going with Pink Skinny Guy.
Sort of. They weren't really together.
But no, she was leading him on.
They were leading each other on.
He
liked her. No one made the move.
White donut.
It went too slow.
I think she still hardly knows that he likes her.
And how is she that dumb?
Well, because he hasn't shown the signs. I mean, girls don't like to play games. You know what I mean? And guys do. It's true.
Star.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe
Star.
It's the other way around.
What's
girls like to play. Okay.
There are some. Okay, let's just not say a guy-girl thing. Some people are game players and some aren't.
Okay.
There you go.
Boom.
All right. Some of us like a little drama infused in our life. Some don't. But the thing about it is, like, we all know this Pink Scrubs guy is not going to last.
No.
Yeah.
And this is making it easier for me when that inevitable moment comes. Because I'm not going to feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I will never feel bad for him after he didn't go tell a guy that his wife... The mother of his newborn baby had just died.
And very arrogantly, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, you know.
That's not my patient anymore.
Right.
But we got to see a different side of him. He's not just this gullible guy that takes the pranks from last week. And like,
yeah.
Oh, she got tickle pink.
Well, I felt.
Well, the pranks were so funny because it was just like everything about it. They're pranking him and we don't know anything about his character. We don't know how he's going to take it.
Right.
And so it's basically just like bringing this guy in to torment him, to have her break up with him.
Yeah.
It's not going to go well for this man.
Right.
And I like having him around so that we can torture him.
And Karev just, you know, he really stomached that very well, because if I was Crib, I would have been like, what?
Gotta go.
Yeah, you're Cray. You're a little Cray Cray. You want me to do what? No. You're gonna have, I would have got him by his ear and dragged him or something.
So let's finish up with the family and the kid. So the mom, she goes into surgery for, like, something going on in her head.
A hematoma.
There you go. And she comes back, and the son sneaks away from the social worker once again and finds the mom, and the mom doesn't remember the kid.
She has amnesia.
That was the freakiest moment of this episode for sure.
I don't know why I giggled. I laughed.
Because the mom was a little irate for no reason.
It was like, well, the kid is looking at me. She's like, come, it's just
she
a kid.
Was acting terrified. This right. cute 7-year-old, who is he? Who is he?
I don't know if the direction was the right way that she should have been acting. Maybe, I don't know who this person is.
Maybe he looked like the little girl from The Ring or something, but he was just standing there all freckle-faced and blue-eyed, and she's like,
exactly. Remember season 7 premiere where the girl got in a car accident, it was ice, and her memory reset every 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been great. Like, where am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
But no. She was too irate, very exorcist.
Who is that?
It was too much.
Oh my God.
too much. But
foaming at the mouth.
She acted like he was holding a machete or something.
But it was cute that to see Owen be his sweet, sensitive self and, like, show that he could be a good father and teach the kid about what's going on with his mom. And
that's so maternal, because I didn't pick up on Owen. I didn't get that from Owen at all on this episode.
Well, it was kind of creepy at first. I didn't pick up on it either. I was just like, what's going on? Why is he, like, so attached to this kid? Like, why does he care about where'd the kid go? Where's the kid? Where is he? You know?
Owen needs that. Owen's craving offspring. And he's going to be an amazing nurturing father.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, if he has the option, you know, depending on what life he chooses. But
well, the dad was on the fritz for a minute there. They saved him. However, the mom with the baby died, and the baby survived, but the mom.
Right, but we're right.
Wait, okay. So there was two moms in this episode.
Exactly.
The brand new mom died.
Runners.
The other mom just lost her mind and was terrified of her child.
Yeah.
Right, there was no resolution. That was a sin.
Yeah, there was no resolution. And she's hopefully going to get better, and the child will be able to talk to the mom the next day, hopefully. But that's kind of where they ended that story. So maybe they'll explore it next week? Probably not.
But I did think that the incorporation of the patients into this episode with the doctor's lives was classic Grace.
Yeah.
Well, it was money. It was solid, substantial food.
About time. We have been talking about, you know, the separation between the patients, because the patients used to be what drove Grace as well as their own personal issues. So it was good to see it back in regular form as we like to have it. Also, some intern drama.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
With Pixie Cut.
Mm-hmm.
Which star? So Julie comes in of After Brothers, and she was like, God, last week you guys were just so funny. And Star made this comment about what's-her-face's, Wilson's lesbian haircut.
Well, I went,
not to offend anyone.
Full disclosure, I went online, and all of our viewers were saying, this was the funniest episode ever. And I'm like, pshaw, chump change over here. I wasn't even there. But then I listened to it in podcast form, and it was pretty funny.
We'll call it the Bob.
Mia Farrow made it very, very, very popular in Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah,
but anyway, we were having a big feud here between Ross and Pixie.
Mm-hmm.
Are we calling her that now?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's call her Pixie.
Like, and Pixie had a brilliant strategy. She was just coming in under the radar, playing all fun and games with McDreamy. They're trying to see who can be the next neuro god or who's going to follow in his steps. And we thought Ross had it sealed until tonight.
Ross tries too hard. Ross, I wish he would.
All try that hard.
But the thing about
Pixie, they need to try that hard.
But his personality, though, tries too hard. Mm-hmm. His whole overall energy, his essence, is just very, like, just so, you know, by the book and very straight edge and very no kind of. He's that type of person that'll be like, look, I cut you. You're going to bleed to death.
I think we're gonna dive more into that part of his character. I think he's trying too hard, which means that he's not really succeeding, like catching a pin. Like when he threw the pin at him and he completely missed it, it just shows that he's trying too hard, but he's still missing that missing link to be great.
Right.
So we're gonna see him become great over in the next few episodes, or maybe over the next season or so.
Well, he seems a little bitter. I mean, mm-hmm. He threatened Pixie at Joe's.
Oh, he got crazy.
McDreamy ended up saying, Russ, We're doing rotations now.
You got
she deserves a turn. Yeah, move on.
See you on
that
the next round.
That was painful, but then at Joe's, Ross approached Pixie, and he laid down the law. Like, don't think I'm too nice. Don't think I won't stand up for what I've earned. And for the first time, I'm like, well, well, well.
Yeah.
Look who's got some.
Right. It's a repeat story of what we saw when Meredith and them were interns. It was like, back up off my surgery.
Back up off my surgery, homie.
Bam.
I will check. You will get a 10 blade to the jugular. Well, all in all.
Also, we can't pass over the genome. Everybody's wanting to get in there with the genome.
Yeah.
Bailey got her new genome project. Everybody's wanting, analyze me, do this person.
Yeah.
Right. Map me.
But yeah, I think Meredith is going to get in on there with Zola and herself, and we're going to figure out if she's going to have Alzheimer's or...
And what's up with Zola? Yeah. Can somebody tell me what human genome mapping is?
You know what?
Tweet us.
Yeah, please, After Buzzers, tweet us, YouTube us.
You guys don't know?
No.
Oh.
Genome sounds, I think human is probably something that you're hereditary, you're born with, or mapping means they could map through your family history.
It's mapping, like, different chromosomes.
Right.
Yes.
Everything. It's basically wanting to know what the complete structure of your DNA is. Like, DNA is, like, what is this?
Mm.
Like,
which Thank you, Oz.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the knowledge, God.
Thank you, God.
It's basically trying to discern what makes humans into humans and what makes all things into what all things are.
Thank you, Wikistevia.
Well, I'm sure our fans are going to definitely tune in. Our fans are really smart. They've, like, sent us really great links about Arizona's leg last week. Did you guys see that?
Well, we have a bunch of doctor and grad students fans. It's just like that.
Yeah, I like
it. I mean, we have top-notch AfterBuzz fans. We don't have losers fans here at AfterBuzz. Yeah, but I the whole Meredith Alzheimer's thing, if they're going to go that route yet again.
No more people with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it needs to be off the hook. It needs to be so, like, you know, dramatic and very, like, shocking, because they try to do that with the clinical trial. They try, you know, I'm gonna cure Alzheimer's. Okay, well, your wife screwed that up because she tampered with it. It's just like,
tampered with the evidence.
Can we just get it finally? If Meredith's gonna have Alzheimer's, let us know. And then we'd be like, okay, Grey's only has one season left. Done. You know, instead of, like, having it be this long out thing, she doesn't have Alzheimer's. You know, it's just this whole recurring theme leads us nowhere sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It deflates. It's like, well, does she have Alzheimer's? Her mom died of it. Adele had it. What if Christina Yang has Alzheimer's? You know who?
I know. At a certain point in time, you have to take a disease and put it to rest.
Like, I mean, have Alzheimer's.
If it wasn't so it's not that prevalent. It's very terrible.
Right.
It's terrible. We've all had experiences with it, and it's heartbreaking, but we've seen it on this show several seasons already.
I mean, the Kawasaki disease would be more better.
Give us some Kawasaki.
Give some more Kawasaki.
Then we can say that every week.
And no more speeches from Torres.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Torres was doing a TED Talk. And I was like, what? I love TED Talks.
It was just kind of blah. That was, I don't know.
That was weird to me because, like, her first thing in her TED Talk, after this big motivation from her wife and the chief to do better, she goes on this random tangent about all the bad things that have happened to her recently, and we're supposed to feel inspired.
I know.
Jason pointed it out, how funny it would be if you were hearing it for the first time. And then my wife this, but then my baby daddy this.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting.
The people in the audience are going to be taking notes like, a cartilage,
what? And wait, your wife, but your baby daddy. Wait, what kind of menage of something's going on at Slate, Grace, Sloan, Mercy West, Seattle, Grace Hospital?
Oh my gosh.
There you have you guys. The recap of this week's episode of Grey's Anatomy. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it was an 8. Great episode. Great episode.
I'm still thinking filler.
Oh, star.
And I'm thinking not as much filler as it is like a comfort food.
Comfort food. There you go. Macaroni and cheese. Boom.
When I go to Grey's, I expect to get that, and I did. Last week, you said something like, give me what I'm accustomed to. This is what I feel like this was.
I think maybe next week we're going to get there.
I don't get my hopes up. Those misleading previews.
You just never know.
They dupe me every week. Let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, yeah, I was, you know, being the journalistic maven that I am, and I was online, and I found out that one of my favorite actresses is going to be on the show for a couple of episodes. Miss Hilary Burton. Now, we all know Hilary Burton from One Tree Hill. She was Peyton for so many seasons.
Yeah.
Prior to that, she was a VJ on TRL.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's going to be on the show as a pediatrician, and I'm really excited. Really cool. Her husband is Jeffrey D. Morgan, and we all know who Jeffrey D. Morgan was.
Who?
Danny Duquette.
Ooh. Oh, look at you. Got all the news for this week.
I love her. She's a great actress. I love One Tree Hill. I think she's going to be a great addition. She's young. She's fresh. Grey's is giving us some really cool guest stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is going to be the guest star that's going to make it stick and maybe give me that juiciness I've been wanting.
She's coming on, and she's a great actress. It's going to be really, really cool to see her. So,
yay!
Yeah, I'm definitely excited.
It's going to be good,
guys.
So
it's going to be good.
Sweet.
On to predictions.
Let's
you know, I'm not even going to... have any.
Girls, none?
None. Go ahead.
None?
Go ahead. I don't...
I predict that Avery and Kepner are going to finally get back together. Oh boy is going to get the boot, Mr. Matthew. I feel that Meredith is going to find out that she is going to have Alzheimer's and that Zola maybe has an interesting past that's going to, I don't know, maybe see that she needs medical attention.
I
don't know.
Okay. All right.
It's a medical show.
This is interesting. I'm going to go the opposite on both of those.
Oh.
I think April is going to get back together. No, she's going to get with Matthew, like in a serious way, and they're going to move towards a relationship that has more substance. And
then she's going to back out.
No, it's going to force Avery to have a big moment, like a love profession.
To step up.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, like a grandiose confession of you are it for me. That's what I think. And I actually think no on the ALZ for Meredith.
Okay.
I think maybe, there has to be a reason for this plot. So unfortunately, it could be that Zola.
Yeah, because right. it shows her in the preview that Meredith is sitting down and she's getting some news. So the news has to be something interesting.
Well, also next week, we see that there's some crazy black skin outbreak.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And someone's positive.
Yeah. So maybe that's Meredith. I don't know.
Again, I can't predict it. I can't call it. Let's just hope that, like we say, it's in regular Grace fashion, an amazing episode.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I predict it'll be an amazing episode. There you guys have it. Grey's Anatomy After Show Recap. Until next time, I'm Jason J. Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Also online on Facebook at The Triple Dub Show. Always a pleasure chatting with you guys.
And I'm Star Session, StarrSession. Find me on Twitter and all the other social media networks, as well as The Triple Dub Show.
And it's been fantastic to see you guys. I'm Julie Parton. You can find me on Twitter at JULIEPARTIN.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.